following is a paid program on 600 WREC.
Good morning, Memphis, and welcome to our internet listeners and podcast listeners across the 50 states. Today is May the 4th, 2024. You're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm your host, Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage loan originator, and for your home purchase or cash out refinance, I can help you find the right mortgage and make the process easy. Connect with me at jogarner.com. Our general topic today, the music and magic of real estate, rock and roll legend Rick Derringer and Genda's story. And here's a question for our listeners. Are you wildly successful in your career, making all kinds of money? Maybe you're busy building your business. Consider starting today, investing in something that tends to grow in value and increase your passive income. Our guest today is a famous songwriter, Grammy-winning producer, performer with his music hitting high on the charts. He was experiencing great success in his career. His wife helped start them on the journey of investing in real estate, putting money where it would grow in value over time and allow them to enjoy the magic of life even more over time. We hope that what you hear on Real Estate Mortgage Shop today will encourage you to make time in your busy workday to invest in real estate. Don't wait to buy real estate. Buy real estate and wait. But in the studio, co-hosting with me today, we have back again Sherry Moats-Jones of MoatsJones.com. And it is always a joy, Sherry, to have you back in the studio. You and Jamin of Moats-Jones promote your clients with a tailored approach using You guys use everything. I've been over to your studio, creative audio, video, brand development. I mean, you
we
got
just got a free ad.
Oh, you did. And, you know, actually, they're the ones that launched Real Estate Mortgage Shop's brand and digital presence back in 2014. And man, what an awesome job you guys do. But tell us a little bit about your company, and then I want you to introduce our distinguished guest today.
Yes, I would be honored. It's great to be back with you, Joe, and collaborate as we do so well together. And we've been doing it for many years. We're not going to say how long, though.
Right.
MoatsJones.com is where you will go to find a variety of things, and it's wrapped around music, media, and management. And we work with people from corporations to small businesses in their digital world, as well as artists. And we have artists who are clients and artists who are actually signed by the label. And we just have a lot going on over there because we are able to walk you through three steps: discovery, development, and implementation. Mm-hmm. Everyone needs to go through that regardless of what you're doing in your life. And there's always music, media, and management in your life daily as well. So how did we connect with Rick Derringer and Genda Derringer, who are great friends of ours, first of all? And secondly, I was looking online, and as you know, when you first started in radio, you did a brief podcast on the radio show that I was the channel that I was hosting at the time.
Right, yeah.
And and so I relaunched that, and I was going through about 6 months ago maybe, and I saw that Rick Derringer and Genda Derringer had put out an album that was a couple's album, and I thought, this is really great. So I contacted them and reconnected, and we knew each other years ago. We can tell that story later, but we reconnected, and now we are releasing or have already released their brand new album.
Awesome.
Rick Derringer, My Double Gold Life. So drum roll for Rick Derringer, Genda Derringer, 27 years strong in marriage.
That is so awesome. Well, introduce our guest, Sherry.
Yes. So a little about Rick Derringer is he started at a very young age of 17 years old. And the hit was at the time, Hang On Sloopy. And they can tell us more about how he ended up naming that song. And that's one of the reasons why it was so successful. And then
I know it unseated the Beatles.
Right. Exactly. It totally knocked them out of the number one spot. So and then he he went on to the All-American Boy, which was 50 years ago last year, and did Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, and then went on and met Jinda, and then amazing music came out from Hot and Cool, which was one of the in the top 20, and Jinda co-wrote that. So there's many, many things to talk about. I could talk all day about this, but Rick Derringer has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he is a legendary guitarist, producer, songwriter, and also Jinda is a an executive producer and a songwriter awesome. And a singer and artist as well.
And we have both of them on here.
Both of them are here. Yes, absolutely. Welcome.
We're here. Jinda, are you here?
I am. Hi, everyone out there.
Hello.
We're glad to be here.
Well, Rick, you have what I would call a wildly successful career. Talk a little bit about your career. What got you into it? What were some of the backstories and things that really made you, kept you in that industry?
Well, at 9 years old, I got my first guitar, and I knew right away that I needed a band. So I created the McCoys, In several years after that, we ended up recording what became Hang On Sloopy. Originally, it was called My Girl Sloopy.
Uh-huh.
And it was pretty big hit by a group called The Vibrations in 1964.
Uh-huh.
And then in 1965, I was asked to record it with my band, the McCoys. And the first thing I noticed was it doesn't say My Girl Sloopy anywhere, but it says Hang On Sloopy multiple times throughout
That's
the song.
That's the hook, so yes.
Right, right.
I suggested changing the name to Hang On Sloopy, and we've known it as that ever since.
Yes, people still recognize it, and it's played frequently on radio.
Oh, it still
even
is.
Today.
Yeah,
yes.
I think we've even played it on here for bumper music. And Rick, I used to listen to you back in the early 70s. I'm telling my age here. I listened to John Records Landecker on WLS out of Chicago, and he would play your music all the time, Rick. So talk about that part of your life.
Well, by the time... Well, a few years later, we'll say, I joined Johnny Winter and recorded and wrote for him a song called Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
Yes.
We recorded it on the first album together, and then we recorded it on a live album that we did. Then I recorded it with Edgar Winter, his brother, on a live album that he did. So I had a pretty good idea that people liked it.
Yes.
And
they still do.
It's even been featured in movies.
Yes, it
has.
I had to record my solo album. That was one of the first songs that I wanted to include. And it turned out I was correct, and it became a major hit, still is today.
Sure
yes,
is.
In fact, may I insert that it was featured on Stranger Things in season 4,
yeah.
I believe.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And you've got some music you wrote for some of Tom Hanks, one of Tom Hanks' movies, too. And
Hulk Hogan as well.
Oh, yeah.
Real American
and
theme
he's
song.
Written stuff from the White House to the Wrestling Federation, World Wrestling. You've been everywhere, Rick, everywhere.
Yes, that's right. Over the course of my life, I've been everywhere. I've discovered a lot of major artists, produced a couple Grammy-winning songs somewhere along there. And
lots of gold and even platinum records on the wall.
Yes. In fact, I have seen those, and I have to give you a little bit of information that you do not know, Joe Garner.
What is that, Sherry?
Rick Derringer played guitar on my praise and worship gospel album in 2002.
Wow.
Yes, and I actually got to visit their home, and I saw the gold records. They're beautiful. And speaking of gold records, can we fast forward to the journey that led the two of you?
We got two minutes.
We have 2 minutes. The journey that led the two of you to My Double Gold Life, the brand new album that was just released, and we released it through MoatsJones.com, and it can only be bought through RickDerringer.com. So please talk within 60 seconds and tell us about it.
Rick wants me to tell. He is a top-notch entertainer, which makes him a gold entertainer, and he is a top-notch producer, also making him a gold producer, which makes his double gold life.
Yes. I love it, Jinda. You are so good at what you do.
Well, guys, we're getting ready to go to break, but we've talked a lot about Rick's career, and some of our listeners out there, you may be just starting your career, or maybe you're like Rick, you're having wild success, and you're so busy that you're not thinking right now about your later life. And I can say from being in the mortgage business over 30 years, one of the common denominators of people who really enjoy the end of their life better, the latter part of their life, are people who invest in passive income. Real estate is one of the few things that will give you increased value over time as well as increased income. So if you want your latter days after you're middle-aged and you want to enjoy life even more, just as Rick and Jinda Derringer are doing now, then listen up for our next segment. You're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm your host, Joe Garner, mortgage loan originator. What do you want to accomplish with your mortgage? I can make that mortgage process easy. Connect with me at jogarner.com. When we come back, we're going to be hearing more from our co-host, Sherry Moats-Jones of MoatsJones.com, and our guest, rock and roll legend Rick Derringer and his wife, Jinda Derringer. See you guys back in just a moment.
600 WREC and 92.1 FM.
Real Estate Mortgage Shop provides general information, not an offer to lend. Joe Garner, Talk Shop, Real Estate Mortgage Shop does not endorse 100% of the information covered on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Consult with your certified advisors before acting on any information given on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Joe Garner is a licensed mortgage loan officer, NMLS 757308, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Hi, I'm Teresa Todd from Dallas, Texas, real estate investment coach and author of the book, Without Fear of Her Future, A Woman's Guide to Real Estate Investing. You're listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Now back to your host, Joe Garner.
All right, you're back on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Yes. That was some little taste test from Rick Derringer back in the day, and we have Rick Derringer on Real Estate Mortgage Shop today.
Yes,
hang on,
correct.
Sloopy. Rock and roll hoochie coo,
and all of those songs that you're hearing today, you're going to hear a few clips. They're all on My Double Gold Life that was just released, and it has 50 songs, which encompasses four albums.
And
you've heard,
your company
songs.
Released that with them, MoatsJones.com, and we got
yes.
Sherry Moats-Jones in the studio with us.
That is correct.
And Sherry, how do we contact you at Moats Jones?
MoatsJones.com. You can call me at 901-249-0818 to reach our office. And my husband also is the co-founder and co-owner of MoatsJones.com, Jamin Jones. And you can text me directly if you really want to get through to 310-962-5406.
Sherry Moats-Jones with MoatsJones.com. And we're talking with Rick Derringer and Jinda Derringer. Rick, Hall of Fame musician, Grammy-winning producer. And we're talking about the music and magic of real estate. Rock and roll legend Rick Derringer and Jinda's story. If you are very successful in your career right now and you're making all kinds of money, but you're too busy to do anything else, we're encouraging you today to look into taking that extra time to invest in yourself, in your family, in your future, in
yes.
real estate. Real estate is one of the few investments that both increase in value over time as well as increase your passive income. And so, Sherry, we're talking with Rick. We want to continue that story. We want to kind of move into how they got into real estate as well.
Absolutely. In fact, Rick and Jinda, I know you're on the line, and it's been so interesting, the conversations we've had about how you actually started through SoundGround, and then you moved into a different area. But because, Jinda, you're a real estate agent, and Rick was music, and your music as well as an artist, you combined the two. So take us on that journey from then until now.
Well, I took my, college education fund, and I bought real estate, and then I had a place to live, and when you buy your first house, you can get a bond issue sometimes when it isn't even your first home, and I did get a bond issue because rates were extremely high at that time, and like they are now, and I got 6.5% lower than what the going rate was. And so I turned that into a recording studio in Jingle House and worked in music since my early 20s. And then I was able to also have lots of rental income, so much that I had no bills at all whatsoever. And,
amazing.
And a studio that generated money and a place to live, too. And it was all because of the small amount of college fund that I used, that by the time I was 27 and really knew what I wanted to do with my life, then I had plenty of money to put myself through college, plus all the other things I got through real estate.
Oh, that is so smart to do. I mean, that's a great idea for some people, some of our listeners even.
It is. You combined so many things from your residency to your place of business, all of those things in one, and made all of that happen. So, Rick, how did music factor into all of that? You had the studio there. Were you doing anything out of that studio? And when you all merged, how did you actually become the power couple that you are today?
Well, I wasn't working with Chenda at that time. I was living in Manhattan. And I think that's part of what helped me. I actually lived where the music was being made at that time. Mm-hmm. So various big stars could call me up easily and say, hey, you want to come over and play on this song or that song?
But you never got to own real estate that whole time.
That's correct. I was living in a beautiful house at that time that we, of course, in Manhattan, 90% of the people rent,
right.
And I did. And it wasn't until I moved on and met Jenda that we decided to incorporate the two.
Yes, and it is working beautifully with beautiful songs that have been co-written by both of you. Some of them have been written by Jenda. Tell us about Hot and Cool. It's one of my favorites, and I know it was in, I believe, the top 20 for a while.
For over 5 months, 6 months, Rick says. And it made it up into the teens. Very good song written about Rick on my dock and my beautiful house, brand new construction. I just thought, wow, I'm on my dock. It's really hot, but yet there's this really cool breeze on the canal. And
you were thinking about Rick.
I was thinking about Rick, and the whole song was about him being hot and cool. Me, and how much in love with him I really was.
Right. We all know the truth behind all of that. So, Rick, how did you feel about that?
That's one of my favorite songs that I've written.
Yes.
Like Chenda said, it was in the top 20 on the smooth jazz charts for several months, and it still today is, it's included on a Double Gold Life, as a matter of fact.
That
he
is
wrote the
correct.
Words and he wrote the music.
Well, you know, one thing I really admire about you and Rick, Jenda, is that you include your family, and you've got some songs on that album that have your family in
yes,
there.
Yes, son and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right away, our first project was Aiming for Heaven, and they did such an excellent job. What great kids those are. They came up with their own lines to do, and every CD we did with them, which were many.
Oh, yes,
awesome.
And a lot of those songs are on My Double Gold Life as well. And let's talk about that for just a second, because My Double Gold Life is in chronological order. It goes all the way from the very first song, Hang On Sloopy, that was successful, highly successful, and to 2024. So what year was that with Hang On Sloopy?
1965.
1965. So you're looking at over 50 years and 50 songs on this album. It's downloadable at rickderringer.com. That's DERRINGER. Did I get that right?
Yes.
I thought so. Okay.
Well, Jenda, I'm so impressed, you know, how you made such good decisions early in your life. And you said, I think you told me your parents, look, I'm going to take this college money and I'm going to invest it in real estate.
Right.
And then, wow.
Exactly.
Then you
right.
were.
And they were cool with it. They were just great. They thought, you know, they weren't helicopter parents, and I thank them for that, you know. And they were always there to guide me and instruct me if I asked for guidance and instruction, but only then.
Mm-hmm. And then you and I've talked before about some of the things, some of the projects, the types of real estate projects you did. We've got a couple of minutes. Can you kind of describe some of the types of real estate deals you've done over the years?
Oh, I've done them all over Florida. I've never, I've looked at real estate all over the U.S. as a realtor, but since Florida's our home base, it's been all over West Coast on the ocean, over on the Atlantic Coast, too. So just deals from, well, my first morning in the office, I totally, like, I was an investor for 8 years before I became an agent, right? So I already had a lot of experience, and I needed to help a friend find a house. She was getting elderly, and so I found her a house literally my very first morning in the office, and it's closed right away. It was a cash purchase of a beautiful mobile home with beautiful citrus all over the place.
And you've done some fixer-uppers too, haven't you?
Yes, I've done a lot of those and helped people, instruct people on what's the best thing to do for each home, because they don't have really the vision when they come in, and I'm a visionary.
Uh-huh. Yes, you are. In
Definitely.
Fact, Margaritaville is something we can talk about later on in the show.
Yeah.
That's kind of, a lot of fun.
You guys have had a lot of experience in some wonderful places. I know, Jenda, you said you've done a lot of different types of real estate deals, and one of them was one you had to fully gut, I believe, and rebuild just about.
Mm. Right. What happened was popcorn ceilings became very unpopular, and
you got 30 seconds.
I had that scraped off. I had the carpet yanked out. What was cool was every person was able to come. One mother and daughter had an electric company, and they wanted all the ceiling fans, so they took them down for me and took them away. And another lady wanted the carpet. Another lady wanted something else, the cabinets of
it's
the
a win-win.
You know,
yes, collaboration
of the kitchen and baths, and even a Mexican gentleman wanted the toilets.
Oh, that is so funny. Well, you're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop,
yeah,
guys.
Like, and really cool. Yeah, I didn't have to really demo anything except my son and I, just the baseboards.
Fantastic.
We're talking with Jenda Derringer and her husband, Rick Derringer. And we're talking with Sherry Moats Jones. And how do we contact
correct.
You?
You can contact me through moatsjones.com. There you will find the office number, 901-249-0818. And we would love to hear from you about music, media, and management, and how we can incorporate what we do with what you do.
I'm Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage officer. Connect with me at jogarner.com. More to come. We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Hi, I'm Saul Klein with the Data Advocate here in San Diego, California, and you're listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Now back to your host, Joe Garner.
All right, you're back on Real Estate Mortgage Shop, and we're talking about the music and magic of real estate, rock and roll legend Rick Derringer and Jenda Derringer's story. I'm Joe Garner, your host. I'm a mortgage loan originator. I would love to be on your journey, whether you're in the Mid-South buying a home or refinancing, or wherever you are across the country. Connect with me at jogarner.com. You can call or text 901-482-0354. Co-hosting with me this morning is Sherry Moats Jones, and she is with Moats Jones Company. Sherry, how do we contact you?
MoatsJones.com. That's MOTES. And we would love to hear from you about your music, media, and management and how we can work with you anywhere from an artist to a corporation to a small business to a nonprofit. We've got you covered. In fact, Rick and Jenda Derringer are our clients, and we are happy to say that they are one of our, they are the premier. Well, I can't say that because what if somebody else wants to be the premier? You guys are the premier. I promise you, though.
Well, and Rick and Jenda, we're so glad to have you on the line. We're talking about the music and magic of real estate. So Jenda and I were talking right before we went to break, and I'd like to just share, if you're our listener out there and you're in a career where you're so busy right now, you're making all this money, think ahead like Jenda did. If you didn't hear that story, you can catch this podcast on the iHeart platform as well as J.O. Garner on Monday. But think about what she did. You know, she started investing early so that she could do more with her life, with her loved ones, and also expand what she and Rick Derringer are doing. They just released another album. I mean, they are living life.
Yes.
Well, but here are some financing programs that you can think about, and I'm not going to go in depth about them because really I want you to call me. Let's you and I test drive some of these for whatever you're trying to do. But here they are real quick. There's the standard 30-year fixed rate conventional loan. It's, you know, a lot of regulations on that, but it's a good solid low interest rate fixed for 30 years, no prepayment penalty or anything like that to buy investment property. You can buy up to 1 to 4 units on that, 20% down, some cases only 15% down. There's the renovation repair mortgages. And these are for people buying a home to live in, a second home, or investors. And that one is opens up a lot of opportunities to get a bargain on homes if you're buying it to live or invest. Number three, hard money lending. Hard money is usually from private sources, and it's temporary money. It's money that the lender's going to give you. They're not going to give it to you. It's going to be expensive. But you pay cash for a property and fix it up, and then you can resell that property or maybe keep it and refinance it. I do that. I refinance and pay off those temporary hard money loans. So now you've got a good property in good condition making money for you. Number four, credit lines. Don't forget about credit lines. You need to, if you're going to invest in real estate, you need to have some good credit lines set up so you can pay cash for things really quick and then maybe refinance them later or resell. Credit lines against your 401k retirement funds. You may have a self-directed IRA. You can also have credit lines secured on other properties that you own, cash value and life insurance. Those are just some ideas on setting up credit lines, business credit lines as well. The last one is the most popular right now with investors. It's called the debt service coverage ratio loan. We just call it the DSCR loan. Beautiful product. It's very low documentation on income. So if you're in a hurry or you just don't want to mess with having to bring a wheelbarrow full of documents to the loan office, it only looks at the income on the lease. So as long as your principal, interest, taxes, and insurance monthly payment on your mortgage as an investor does not exceed the lease income that you're getting each month, then the income is fine. We do credit. We do look at credit. We do make sure you can put at least 20% down.
Sure.
Property has to be in good shape and all of that. But it's a wonderful, quick way to get permanent financing. You can do a refinance or a home purchase on it. But we want to encourage you, call me. We can test drive some of these if you're an investor. We also have some first-time home buyer products if you're trying to buy a home to live in. What do you want to accomplish with your mortgage? Let's explore those possibilities. Connect with me at jogarner.com. But we've got some time left here, and let's turn it over to Rick and Jenda. Let's hear some more from Rick.
Yes. In fact, tell us some of the storyboards that you've done. We would love to hear stories about your most famous moments or your most memorable moments.
Oh, I'll tell you a quick story. When I started playing with Ringo Starr's All-Star Band, the first several shows, I told a story about Hang on, Sloopy being number one, while Yesterday was number two.
The Beatles. I had to rub it in.
Yeah, right. And so after several shows of telling that story, one of the road managers said, "Did you clear that story with Ringo?" And I said, "No, do you think I have to?" And they said, "You better." So I went back in Ringo's dressing room and talked to him. And I said, "You've heard me tell that story about Hang on Sloopy being number one while Yesterday was number two. Is that all right for me to tell that story?" And he looked back at me and said, "I didn't play on either one of them."
That's a good story.
That was Paul's song. That was Paul's song. He's probably actually happy that Hang on Sloopy had been number one in his band, and Rick was telling the story.
Right. So you got that story out. Well, you were pretty young at that time. Weren't you around 17, or was this later on in life?
I recorded it in the summer when I graduated from high school. So 17 turning 18.
Yes, and you were actually in Indiana. So how did you get discovered?
I was a very popular. My band, the McCoys, had become very popular with one of the local promoters who would bring bands through, and he would ask us to play as the backup band for that recording artist, whoever mm-hmm. they might be. And one night, the recording artist was a group of people called the Strange Loves, and they did a song, "I Want Candy," which was a big hit at that time. And they were on a kind of exploration tour where they were looking for four young guys that might look sort of like the Beatles. And the idea was to take them and record that 1964 on the Black Charts hit, "My Girl Sloopy," hopefully it would be a big hit. So the Strangeloves played that song that night, and I knew it because I was into, lots of different kinds of radio, but including the R&B charts. So I knew "My Girl Sloopy," and we played it like the pros we were.
Yes.
They were so impressed, they asked us to come back to New York City the next day and record "Hang on Sloopy."
Wow.
That's amazing. Wow. So do we have time for one more story?
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes.
Okay, good. So tell us another story that's later on in life, once you then became a family man, the children were involved, Jenda was involved, that really stands out to you in your career, in your legendary career, being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and all of the legendary people that you've actually made legends because you produced them, without mentioning their names. Tell us something that comes to mind that really was something that you would say, "I always wanted to do that or see that."
Yeah. Well, there's so many, actually, of those kind of stories. It's hard to know where to begin. But the bottom line is, I was very impressed when we put together the 50-song project, Double Gold Life, which is out now.
Correct.
I expected, because they're in chronological order, I expected somehow that the older, going way back in time, songs would be somehow more naive or not as good as the we got later on. Mm-hmm. And to my surprise, the early ones were great sounding.
You're absolutely right.
We had some on there that I had forgotten about because it was hard to weed it down to just 50 songs.
Right.
But in doing that, we discovered that so many of them are really good and fun to listen to. And the fact that it's in chronological order is fun, too, because it ends up with our latest project, which was called Rock the Yacht.
That's correct. Yes, right. Which is the power couple. That is Rick and Jenda.
We've got about
Derringer.
30 seconds. Yes, Rick and Jenda Derringer. We are just so happy to have you on the line. We're going to come back after this break and talk with you some more. And Jenda's got a real estate tip for us coming up. And we got Sherry Moats Jones in the house and with Moats Jones Company, who is promoting for Rick and Jenda right now. How do we contact you, Sherry?
MoatsJones.com, 901-249-0818.
And I'm Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage loan originator. Would love to be on your home purchase journey or cash out refinance journey here in the Mid-South or anywhere in the country. Connect with me. Let's test drive some of the best loan for you. And you can do that by going to jogarner.com. More to come, and we'll see you guys back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Dan Sater, owner of creditscoringadvisor.com and author of the Top 20 Toxic Credit Mistakes. I listen to Real Estate Mortgage Shop in Long Island, New York. Now, back to your host, Joe Gardner.
All right, you're back on Real Estate Mortgage Shop,
yes.
And we're talking about the music and magic of real estate. Rock and roll legend Rick Derringer and his wife, Jenda Derringer. Their story about wild success in a career, but taking that money and investing it in real estate to
yes.
make the magic happen even more in life. So
they're the poster couple for that.
They really are. Well, I am Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage loan officer. Love to be on your real estate and financing journey. Connect with me for your home purchase or refinance. I can make that mortgage process easy. jogarner.com. In the studio, we have Sherry Moats Jones with Moats Jones Company. And how do we contact you, Sherry?
MoatsJones.com. That's MOTES. And call the office at 901-249-0818. And we would love to work with you on your music, media, and management.
And Rick Derringer and Jenda Derringer, what is your website where people can go check out your new album?
It's simply RickDerringer.com.
All right. Well, we're going to do something we like to do every week. The real estate tip of the week. And I believe Jenda Derringer, you're the real estate professional. And what is our real estate tip of the week today?
Well, always have a home inspector. They're worth their weight in gold. They really are. Don't you agree, Joe?
Oh, I do. That is a safeguard that I believe can't be left out.
It can't. Ever since inspectors began doing this, which was after I had started real estate, nobody had that, and now they do. They're gifted with that new profession, and you have to have an inspector, because if he finds nothing wrong with the house, that's a win. You have a gem. And if he does find something wrong with the house, such as the roof is okay, but it's going to be needing replacing in 4 or 5 years, you may not want that one. So you may want house B instead. So he's worth his weight in gold there, too. So it's a win-win either way.
You're a realtor, aren't you, Jenda?
Yes, since 1988.
How do we contact you? You're in Florida. So how do we contact you as a realtor?
Okay, I'm going to give you a number. It's my work line, 941-928-1200.
All right, and you can find that on the blog post we'll be putting out on Monday on jogarner.com. I have a quick tip, whether you want to buy a home to live there, or whether you want to use it for rental income, you can enjoy confidence in knowing that you're using the exact best mortgage program to reach your goals, not just today, but for years to come. We have in the book, my book, Choosing the Best Mortgage, The Quickest Way to the Life You Want. You can get it on Amazon. We have a tool called the Get It Right the First Time Checklist, and you can go through it over the phone with me. I'd be happy to do that with you, or you can go through it on The Quickest Way to the Life You Want, Choosing the Best Mortgage on the book. So pick up the book, pick up the phone, give me a call, and let's explore the best mortgage program that will give you some bragging rights. I can make that mortgage process easy. jogarner.com. But hey, we want to say thank you to the people who have paid to put us on the behind the mics today, our
yes, for sure.
very esteemed sponsors. Talk Shop is one of our biggest sponsors, and they equip, engage, empower our business community.
I love those words.
Yes.
I remember those words. We did that discovery together.
2014, and it still lives on.
That's right.
People love to come and be supported in a supportive community for free. Talk Shop meets. They have actual meeting every Wednesday, 9 to 10 a.m. Central. At Concord Career College, 5100 Poplar Avenue, first floor in Memphis. You can also join simultaneously online. Go to talkshop.com. That's talk, S-H-O-P-P-E.com. Click on the events tab to get that link to come on into the meeting. Talk Shop events are free thanks to sponsors like our U.S. Navy line commander, retired Peggy Lau. And Peggy enjoys life traveling to beaches and oceans. And if you want to make the best memories with your loved ones on the best vacations, contact Peggy Lau of Club Secret. Peggy can show you how to get lotions and potions, beaches and oceans.
That's sounding very interesting to me right now.
At a bargain price, Sherry. You can call Peg at 901-289-0747. Thank you also to Craig Jennings and Marla Rathey at Avalon Capital for serving our real estate investors. They do hard money loans. They can help you, they're temporary loans, but they can help you buy and rehab investment properties quickly with those loans. If you're looking for that temporary loan to buy and fix up rental property, contact Craig and Marla at 901-417-8427. Subscribe to get weekly Real Estate Mortgage Shop blog posts with show notes, even some pictures and things. You can do that at jogarner.com. And Real Estate Mortgage Shop, we want to remind you to make your plan. Let's work your plan. If the deal works for you today, let's do it today. Here's a real quick quote from the quote corner from Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Music is the universal language of mankind.
Oh, absolutely. You can go to actually any universe, any part of the universe, and it speaks. Rick, tell us something. We have about 30 seconds. Tell us about that.
About music.
Well, yeah, I always have found that as I travel all around the world, people can speak a language and lie. You don't know they're lying because they're speaking your language. But music is the universal language, and you can play it in any country, no matter what language they speak. And it's the one language that you can use that does not lie. You can't lie with music. So you get an instant feedback from your audience, wherever they might be, anywhere in the world, of how much they like your music with simply the applause.
Rick, that is actually phenomenal. Music does not lie.
Yes, and you can
right,
catch some of
lie.
You can catch some of Rick Derringer's and Jenda Derringer's music, their new album. And where do they go to pick that up, Sherry?
Yes, you can go directly to rickderringer.com. That's D-E-R-R-I-N-G-E-R. And there you will download all 50 songs to your device. And then we will be streaming shortly. So you stay tuned because it won't be long. In the next few months, we'll be streaming. But for now, just go grab everything. You'll get it all at one time, and it will go to your
device.
You're
on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm Joe Garner, your host. I'm a mortgage loan originator. Connect with me at jogarner.com. Catch our podcast on Monday and at jogarner.com. We've enjoyed hanging out with you, talking about the music and magic of real estate, rock and roll legend Rick Derringer and Jenda's story, Sherry Motes Jones with Motes Jones co-hosting today. We'll see you guys back
yes
next week.